nasty ass kid. See, I didn't do shit like that when I was a kid, going around the fucking dirt.
How you know? At that age.
I know I didn't. My mom would whoop my ass. I didn't do shit like that.
My mom would let me out like that. My grandmother, had.
Better Hip Hop, EP review, Big Sont, Sleep, EP.
Yeah, that.
Big Sont, he's another Meridian, Mississippi artist.
Oh.
Ken's hometown.
Yep.
All right.
Connected to Big Crit. Like, they came up, you know, I guess they're childhood friends. I don't really know his backstory like that.
Well, yeah, they are childhood friends. Mm-hmm. And I think he was, like, one of the first ones to hear Big Crit and, like, yo, like, you can really do this and kind of get behind him. Because I think he was the artist first.
Yeah.
And I think he put his career on hold to get Big Crit out there or something like that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we've heard him on Big Crit projects.
Yeah, we've heard on plenty of Big Crit projects. Actually, Big Sont had a project about 2 years ago, I want to say, maybe 2-3 years ago. Mm-hmm. It was called MFOG. It was super dope. We didn't review it, but I listened to it, and at the time, it was something I definitely was bumping in the whip heavy in rotation. So this is the last project, or the next project since that project that I heard. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I'm kind of excited. I don't know what's going to happen now that Crit is a free agent. You know, obviously, Crit has produced for Big Sont before, but Crit wasn't on this. This is all about Big Sont. And two producers, Creative, and who was the other person?
Who's dope, by the
John
way.
Quest.
I like
John
Creative.
Quest. Yeah. John Quest. Definitely dope. My favorite, though, is...
The last one.
Overslept was super dope, man. I like how they took that Fuji sample. I was not expecting them to flip it like that. And then the way Big Sont came in, I'm like, how the hell are you going? You know, it's super slow. How you going to do it? But he did his thing on it. First one was dope, too. I only have one gripe about the whole project. The hook on Better Than Ever, I felt like it let me down a little bit.
Yeah.
It didn't bring out the song. I felt like a lot of the empty space in that hook could have been filled in with, like, a Crit sample, like, forever, or do an Outkast or something like that to bring more life into it. Yeah. I think that song kind of dropped it off. And on three tracks, like, you got to come. Like Freddie Gibbs did.
Yeah, on Pronto.
Yeah, on Pronto. Yeah. On Pronto, you know what I'm saying? Like, that. Yeah. And y'all could go back, man. Like, I love that project. Yeah. We put that shit on, and, like, every song hit. There was nothing that was missing. So to have three tracks and have something missing,
you're right. But all he said was Better Than Ever.
And
it's like, give me something else after you saying that.
Exactly. So, it didn't even need to be him, but just on the musical side, on the beat side, I'm scratching something. Like, it was, I just felt like
some UGK or something.
Exactly.
Pay tribute to the South.
Exactly.
You know,
so y'all are hard.
Yeah,
this motherfucker, three songs. Yeah. Let the man have his three songs he just tossed out for. It's not like a full album. Y'all tearing the man up over a hook.
If you gonna hit us, like you said, if he does three songs,
that you can't miss.
Yeah, you got it.
I didn't think the hook was missed. I don't even remember the hook. If the hook was whack, I would remember that it was whack. No, I know you didn't say it was whack. You're right. You didn't say it was whack. But I'm saying if the hook.
It's a gripe, though. He said it was a gripe.
Yeah, so that's a problem.
Yeah.
I feel like if the hook was a problem, I probably would have.
Why did you remember two out of three?
Say again?
Why you remember two?
No, I remember the second song. I remember the beat was bouncy. It was a little bit slower than the other song. But I don't remember the hook. The hook didn't jump out as being like, oh, this is an issue. But I don't really pay attention to hooks like that either, though.
I
just felt like it had something missing. Just one ingredient missing. It was a nice gumbo, but it was like, damn.
Need some flowers.
It just needs something. Maybe.
Grease.
Grease. You name it.
That's what it was, Mike. Hey, Mike, I had to
you name it.
Hey, you made me.
Grease. You made me an idiot, man.
Me personally, I like this EP. I mean, besides me and FIFA, we eye to eye on that second hook, but very Southern. Very, like, for this being my first time listening, because I didn't listen to that last mixtape. And I know, I remember we praised him a lot when he was featured on some of Big Crit's projects. We were like, yo, that Big Sont dude, man, like, that dude's dope as hell. So with this being my first time, he took me to Mississippi. Like, I felt like I was in a small Mississippi town. I can't picture it, you know. All I picture is woods and dirt roads. And is that it?
Horse and buggies and shit.
Yeah, just right.
Tumbleweeds.
Folks with no shirt, the pants all torn up.
There, don't y'all.
Yeah, he's wearing the same hotel.
It's
not like that.
Yes, no.
Okay.
Barefoot. Clay is still riding around and shit.
That's true.
I guess it's my version of Southern is like a little different, but I felt like he really took me to Mississippi. Just the grit, the Southern grit that he have. I think I like that. And the beat selection, I thought the beat selection was really good. I never heard those producers before, and I was like, they gave him a. I like the sound that they gave him for this short EP. But yeah, 10 minutes.
Is that even like considered an EP though? Like that? That's like.
Yeah.
I don't think the length makes an EP.
Makes an EP.
Yeah.
No, it does. I mean, it's 30
the length
something.
Of the actual, the total length?
Yeah. It's a max. It's a cap off before it's considered an LP.
But I think it's a max, but I don't think there's any minimum. I think
that's right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Okay.
Y'all are saying the same thing.
Yeah. We're saying the same thing.
It's very short. And like I said, I just like the Southern roots that he kind of gave me on this project as a whole, just as far as the content. His rapping is really good. Like I said, because we talked about how good he was on Big Chris, so I'm pretty sure I was expecting him to deliver as well on this project. But yeah.
I mean, he can rap his ass off. Big Sock can rap his ass off, and that's important. And especially if you're having a 3-track EP, 10 minutes total, so you get through it really, really quick, and it's enough to hold your attention. Like, there's no drop off, which you can't experience at all. And when I first listened to this, the first thing that came to my mind, Pimp C, Country Rap Tunes. Mm. That's all this was. And at first I'm thinking like, oh, I don't know about that. Like, he's really good. The songs are really good. He's rapping really, really well on here. The producers are doing their thing. But I'm like, I don't know about that in the space that hip hop is in right now. I don't know if people are gonna necessarily navigate to that. Because it has a little bit of a dated sound to it. Very, very UGK-ish. A-Ball, MJG. Like, that whole vibe. Maybe even some Flipboard Boys, Scarface. Like, that whole vibe. But then I start thinking about it. I'm like, well, it worked for Joey Badass. Because he brought back that kind of 90s boom-bap sound. And maybe there is a demographic that's thirsting for something like this. And in this space, sometimes you have to do something a little bit different in order to stand out. And I think that was one of the things that caught people's attention with Crit. So if you're actually fulfilling that void that's kind of missing, it could work out for him, especially if the music is good, and the music is good here. So overall, I thought it was really, really good. Like you said, it was short, straight to the point. I thought the producers definitely were a standout to me. Because I did listen to the last one, and you know, there's some misses on that one, but on here, I didn't hear any misses. And for him to be gone as long as he was, I think a year and a half or 2 years, condolences for your loss. For him to come back, you know, to put something out like that, this is a good way to kind of reintroduce yourself to this space. This is a good way to introduce yourself as a solo artist and to detach yourself from Big Crit, who we associate him with. So now you come out, you have a whole completely different sound that's different from Big Crit, and you're putting out good work. Now it's just a matter of people finding it, listening to it, and talking about it, you know, which is kind of what's happening here. So I definitely think it's something that, you know, if you guys are watching, to definitely go out and listen to and check it out. It's 10 minutes, give it a listen, and you may be somebody that you guys rock with and to check out.
Yeah, I'm pretty much with Ken. I really enjoyed this EP. It is definitely short, sweet, to the point. Great country rap tunes. Except that third song. The third song I thought was weird. You know, because the first two, all I heard, the second I put it on, I was like, okay, this is UGK. That's exactly what I heard. And that's not a detriment, but it's just a fact. It sounds like some UGK B-sides, which is cool to me, whatever. But I thought the third song was very
overslept.
It didn't sound like a country rap song to me. Like, the beat was the only thing that was country and rap on it was Son.
Yeah,
the beat itself
was
weird. It was, I mean, I loved it though. The beat was dope. But people gonna think I'm nuts, but it was almost like something, if you tweak it a little bit, something I could hear like Death Grips using. Because it was so different and experimental, but then Son just
He makes it
just the way he raps. I'm trying to put it in a throat. It was just like, okay, yeah, now it's a Southern rap song. But that's what made this EP so interesting, is now I'm wondering, if you give Sant a good 12 songs, what is it going to sound like? Is the whole thing going to sound like UGK? Is it going to be UGK with some weird extra whatever the fuck this is songs thrown in there. It's funny that you guys were talking about the hook on the second track, because like I said, I don't remember the hook on the second track, but obviously he can do hooks, because the hook on the first song was dope.
It stuck
in your head immediately. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, the second he starts rapping, it's just like, okay, I know where this is going. Mm-hmm. You know, do it for yourself. You know, you can just tell the type of demographic he's going for. Mm-hmm. So then it becomes interesting, like you said, where is that demographic? Is that demographic big enough to make Sant the kind of rapper that I think he could be? Because we all thought that Big Crit was gonna blow up and be huge, and it didn't happen.
Yeah.
So what is gonna be the difference with Sant? But yeah, there's not really much to say. I guess my only gripe, because when y'all started talking about your gripes, I thought you were gonna say the length. And yeah, I like short projects too, but 10 minutes, it's kind of like, you know, it's not, there are those EPs that make you want more, and then there are those EPs that make you be like, why do you even release this? And I'm kind of in the middle somewhere with this one, because I feel like two more songs and it would have been a great EP. I liked all three tracks. Nothing about them bothered me, but it was just like, when it ended, I'm like, come on, man. Like, you know what I mean? I felt like in people like Kanye show, three songs? Three songs? I click play for three songs?
Right.
You know, but
yeah,
that's not...
my money back, huh?
I know if I had paid for it, I'd have been mad, but you know, since it's a free EP, I can't really complain, because you know, it was solid. It was definitely a solid EP. So yeah, three songs.
Just appetizer.
You know, it's an appetizer, but it's an appetizer that, you know,
like mozzarella sticks.
It's appetizing. Your girl done took three quarters of the appetizer when you weren't looking.
Look like,
you know what I mean? Now you just mad. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, it's definitely a good EP. I'm really interested to see what Sant's gonna do next. So,
that's really interesting about the third track, because I heard it as a southern track, but the reasons why, and you guys saying that Big Sant is the one that made it southern. Is interesting because I didn't hear it that way. Because when I was listening to it, the boom, 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 boom. And all I saw was 12s vibrating in the South in a box Chevy or a motherfucking Monte Carlo.
All I heard was chopped and screwed too. You know what I'm saying?
Because very Southern.
Which is very Southern. So the way they slowed it, that Big Sant made it tremendously Southern with his voice.
Yeah.
But the way that, all I heard was Michael 3000 Watts. From Houston.
So that's probably why I did hear it as a southern track, because of the chopped and screwed. I didn't even think about that.
Big Sant, man, if you watching, kind of like Mike, man, you know, it was a nice morsel. It would have been better if it was a little bit more, like two more tracks, because all three of these was good, but they just ain't bop you over the head like crazy. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely think it needed like two more, but outside of that though, it definitely is dope. I definitely fuck with Overslept. That's my favorite joint on there.
Good job. Knowing that you came from the Big Crit tree, I'm glad you didn't go out and get like production or get him featured. You like pretty much did this on your own. You showing us who was Big Sant. Well, you showing me who was Big Sant, because this is my introduction listening to somewhat of a short project by you. So I'm glad you didn't come off the Big Crit name and try to use that. But I'm just, you made a nice southern. Like Ken said, country tunes, man. I loved it, because it gives me that UGK, A-Ball, MJG vibe. So yeah, you definitely did that, and you put your own spin on it.
Yeah, for me, I'm okay with the length, man. I think this is a very meaty type of project. Like, you, when you get a southern meal, like, you get full. So for me, I'm cool with the length. Quick, to the point, a reintroduction of who you are to the people that are out there that's looking for stuff like this. The best part is that the songs were good and there were no drop-offs.
Big Sant, if you're watching, man, I don't really know what else to say, man. I'm just really looking forward to see what you do with a full project, man. You gave us three really, really, really good songs. Like I said, my only gripe is I could have took two more and been extra happy. You know what I mean? Well, like Ken said, give me some cornbread. You know, you gave me the mac and cheese, you gave me a little mashed potatoes, but yeah, you know, I could have used a biscuit. You know what I mean? I feel like I drink, something to drink. I get some Kool-Aid. You know, you're trying to give me some tap water with no ice.
Right.
But yeah, man, it's a great, great EP. A very good way to come back and introduce yourself as being a very strong and loud voice for the South. But yeah, man, you got my support, so I'm looking forward to see what you do next.